The third point is, and this is something I've never really understood, lawyers are the absolute worst. They want one thing, and that's all they want. Smart negotiators maintain enough options and alternative approaches so one negotiating failure won't kill the whole deal. George Eastman of Eastman Kodak had a wonderful phrase. He said, "Control the alternative and you will have success." It's like we talk about PMI thinking, plus, minus, and interesting points elsewhere. If you can keep an alternative in mind, then there's plan B, as they call it. That's the modern term for it. It's a wonderful thing, and you can also relax. If you don't get everything you want, you might get something else. So those are a few things you should do. A few things to do that are smart. If you're younger, you've grown up with email, and you know it's great, but you never lived pre-email. Email is a wonderful way to negotiate politely. And if you're dealing with a hard negotiator, you can hog tie them because they write, you write back, you cut and paste, and all the outrageousness of their position becomes memorialized. And I find it extremely helpful. The thing about emailing is you're giving the other side a chance to back off. We use the image of a little car, that toy car, that only can go forward and is up against the wall. How do you negotiate? Well, you have to learn to back up.